Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. This is episode 20, folks. We've been at
Why'd you say it like that?
Folks?
Folks.
That's how you say folks.
Folks?
Folks. Is it a folk? It's a folklore.
Yeah. I just never heard anybody pronounce a hard folk. L like that. Folk.
It wasn't that hard.
It was folks. Pretty close.
Anyways, sorry for my rude wife. Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. This is episode 20. We've been going at it for 20 weeks. That's a long time.
On or off. 20 weeks.
Yeah, kind of. 20 weeks, roughly. Anyways.
We're still waiting on our $1 million contract with V8 Energy.
Yes, once we sign our $1 million contract with V8, we will do probably five episodes a week.
I'd do 5 episodes a day for $1 million.
Sure. You know what's crazy, though, is $1 million isn't that much money in these days.
Used to be.
In the olden times, back when we were little cherubs.
Like, we watched Survivor.
That would have gone a long way.
Think about winning Survivor in, like, 2001 and winning $1 million.
Yeah, it's huge. Now it's like, oh, congrats.
It's like, I can't even retire on that anymore. We're going to tax
it in California, because that's where you're probably going to get the check. And you're going to get $700,000, which still doesn't suck.
I mean, I'll take it.
Less. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably like $600,000. Anyways, what were we talking about? Today's episode, Riley, tell them what we're talking about.
Are talking about the worst thing you can forget when you are going to play or to practice even.
Ooh, PTSD. So we're talking gear.
Talking like, gear and anything really. Like,
hey, Dad,
things that you can't just go get.
Yeah.
Without it causing major issues.
Without it causing some serious anger from mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've all been there. You know, you are 5 minutes out from the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to your pregame Lil Wayne, probably, if this was eighth grade.
With your wired headphones.
Wired headphones. What was the iPod called? Oh, it was just the iPod.
The iPod.
Yeah.
Did you have a Nano? Were you cool?
Nano. Little guy.
Or the shuffle.
I had the shuffle.
Couldn't afford the Nano.
I had the shuffle. That, you use your little finger and it went.
Yeah.
That's fun. Anyways, yeah, you just pulled up to the field and it hits you. Oh, crap. I think I left
You open
this.
The trunk and.
I feel like it always hit. Like, there was always that. There's that uneasy feeling of I'm forgetting something, but I don't know what it is. So maybe I'm fine. I'm just panicking. But then when you get closer. Starts the your memory comes back to you and you're like, oh.
I never had that. It was always in the moments where I felt totally secure, like I had everything, that I was like, I don't have it.
What's the worst thing you've ever forgot? 5 minutes out from the field, you had to tell mom and dad.
Cleats.
The cleats are tough. That's a tough
one. I'm a glove snob, so my glove was always with me, and if I always had two gloves. So if I didn't have, if I forgot my main glove or whatever, I always have my other one.
I think the cleats is the bad one, and my answer is the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't borrow someone else's cleats.
No.
Every piece of equipment you could borrow from a teammate in baseball.
They're also cheap enough to go buy new ones, but that's also the problem because you're going to, Walmart.
Yeah, you're going
or
to
Academy. Maybe Academy if there's one around.
Yeah.
If you have time.
Yeah.
That's one of my nightmares. One of my recurring nightmares is I'm on deck or something.
Can't find your batting
and
gloves.
And I can't find my shoes. I don't have shoes on. And I'm playing University of Missouri or something.
Yeah.
And it's how am I supposed to go hit with no shoes?
I have that same nightmare. I think a lot of athletes have that nightmare.
Yeah.
Of mine's always either I'm on deck and I can't find my batting gloves or my helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And the world feels like it's ending.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I'll be in a dream where it's my team's already in the fourth inning of a game and I'm naked and I can't find any of my stuff, but I have to get on the field.
Do you go on the field naked?
I think, or I'd wake up out of panic, but like that's a real nightmare that
I have.
I feel
my heart rate going up.
It's wild.
Just I don't thinking know. About it.
But that I want to know the brain, like the science behind that, because like that's got to be some childhood trauma or PTSD. And obviously I'm being dramatic, but like, yeah. Like what happened to us to make
most,
us have
like,
those nightmares?
Soft version of PTSD ever.
Yeah. Not PTSD.
I think it's always, this is kind of off topic, but I feel like it's all, you always have some place to be and something to do.
Yeah.
And so if at any moment you're like feeling peaceful, your brain's always like, I need to be doing something.
I
need to be doing
something. I guess it is very easy to forget one little piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, batting gloves aren't the end of the world, though.
Or lose your batting gloves when you're about to be on deck. So like these are things that happen probably quite a bit. And like we just always.
Have you ever been like you're the last out?
Oh, yeah.
On offense. And you go in to find your glove and like you swear it's not in the dugout.
Are you asking me if I've ever been a rally killer? Plenty of times.
Oh, I know. I watch. But you run in, you're the last out, so like you're kind of in a hurry.
Yeah.
And in the SEC you had 90 seconds from the time that the last defender runs off the field to the start of the next is a commercial break.
Mm.
Start of the next pitch.
Sorry, I knew that and just I feel like that's more than most people. Okay. 90 seconds, that's like...
Well, the start of the next pitch.
Right, I got that.
Like, it has to, the first pitch has to be, like...
Yeah, I guess that is a little bit of pressure.
So, like, in and outs, huddle, throw down, everything.
Yeah. SEC things.
My glove is, like, not in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've looked everywhere. I've looked in bags.
Come to find out your teammate was on the field with it, picking you up.
Wondering why you're running around the dugout crying.
Like, oh, my God. I have it. I'm a good teammate. Yeah, that's happened. I always felt for catchers. You know, catcher makes the last out, and it's like there's only so much you can do for a catcher to pick them up. I can't put your shin guards on for you.
No, well, actually, we did for each other.
Wow.
But in softball, they have little like you know how most shin guards, especially like
it's the hook.
They make ones in softball that are clippies now.
Mm. Nice.
Shout out to Jen Tro.
Jen. Of course she did that.
Mm-hmm.
Jen's a baller. Yeah, I mean, the cleats is definitely the one that I remember most from the childhood, just being like, oh, gosh.
I know one teammate of mine who, obviously in the summertime, a lot of traveling going on, a lot of flights.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents always told me, because my dad's a pilot, so he is aware of just like how often luggage gets lost.
Yeah.
Or stolen. And he said, always put your glove in your carry-on,
mm-hmm.
because it'll always be with you, and like you can replace most other things.
Yeah,
helmets, obviously not ideal, but like you can replace them.
Yeah,
cleats,
the glove
whatever.
And the cleats are like the ones that
you can borrow a bat.
Yeah,
I know a teammate who packed her whole everything, so bat, cleats, glove, helmet, jerseys, in her softball bag. Nowhere to be found.
That's tough.
And it came back. Like, it wasn't completely lost. I think it took like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And we were in a tournament that was like a week long. So it wasn't horrible in the first couple of days were like pool play, technically.
Yeah.
Which seeded you for bracket, but it wasn't the end of the world. Yeah. That's tough.
I've had that now that you're talking jerseys in college. Like you go on an away series and you've probably packed 3 uniforms and like... Again, non-SEC things. I'm not just trying to crap on the SEC. It's awesome that y'all got what you got. But, like, we were packing our own jerseys. Like we
did, too.
Okay, I wasn't sure if y'all had, like, a manager do all that.
No. Like, we had our jerseys lined up in our locker.
Yeah.
And, like, they were clean and ready to go. And then we had, like, you had to go pick out one of each sock. You had to go pick out one of each stirrup or whatever the combo was.
I forget where we were, but I know one of my teammates, and I don't even remember who it was, forgot... Like, I think they grabbed their BP top, which was blue, but didn't grab the blue jersey. And so, it wasn't a big deal.
Did y'all have names on the back of y'all's jerseys?
No.
That's helpful.
But we couldn't wear the blue jerseys at all in that series or something.
Why?
Like,
because did y'all have any red shirts?
Yeah.
Any red shirt freshmen with y'all?
I don't remember what happened, but I just remember knowing that we could not wear that jersey combo that weekend because the one person forgot theirs.
Hmm.
And like the coach was like
using it as like teaching a lesson.
Yeah, maybe. Like Yeah, like, and it was probably a freshman. I think it was a freshman.
Was it you?
No, it was not. I was, by that point in my life, I was so, I hate to say traumatized because it's so dramatic, but like from just growing up and forgetting things.
Yeah.
That I
clearly, as a generation, we've not endured much trauma. These are the things that cause
right.
us trauma.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. So I always had a checklist, and like we had they actually put a checklist in our lockers for us to do on travel days when we were packing our stuff.
I can't imagine, because this is not a knock on men, but it kind of is. Always there are certain stereotypes for both men and women, and there are exceptions, but for the most part, they hold pretty true.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine being like the director of ops for a baseball team or a football team where like, you know, half of the guys are not going to be prepared just because boys in general don't think about that stuff.
Yep.
Whereas women, I feel like, think about every single item.
Yeah, you're asking 30, 18 to 21-year-olds to...
What a nightmare.
...to pack everything and not forget anything. Good luck.
What were y'all's consequences? Do y'all have any consequences for forgetting? Like, did y'all have to do, like, in running when y'all got back for the guy?
Yeah, probably. I don't remember exactly, but probably.
There was at A&M, probably if something. You... So, like, you had assigned practice... shirts for every day of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have your shirt, and it's not like we didn't leave our practice shirts at the field to get washed.
Yeah.
Unless you put it in a loop. We washed most of our stuff like that at home. Like our jerseys and stuff and practice pants and everything were washed, but like our practice shirts, you'd wear to weights and that kind of stuff. So you would bring it home. If you didn't wear the right one, you had to run 10 minutes after practice.
That's not bad.
And when I was a senior, and it's really not that bad at all. When I was a senior, a lot of the shirts obviously looked the same at that point because there's only so many different versions of gray and maroon and black and white you can do. And so I remember it was one of the seasons where I had a class like right before practice time, so I was always kind of in a rush to get to practice those days. And I had the right shirt hanging in my locker, and it was like a heather black. It's like a charcoal gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already wearing a charcoal gray shirt, and I was in a rush, and so I just ran out to the field. And that whole practice, I didn't think anything of it. And then at the end, Coach Evans came by and said, hey, make sure you run your 15 minutes. And I was like, or your 10 minutes. I was like, why? She's like, well, your shirt's wrong. Mm. And I looked, and I was like, it's literally sitting in my locker.
Yeah.
So I just did sprints to punish myself.
Yeah.
Extra.
Good for you.
For my idiocracy.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
I'm just kidding.
Well, it just goes to show, like, how... especially the college athlete, like, your mind is in a million places at once. It's so easy to just, like, grab the wrong shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just feels like the biggest thing in the world. You're like, oh, my God.
One time.
I forgot my jersey.
This is a pretty scary story. One time we were about to go on the road. We were freshmen. We all lived in the same dorm. We had one washer dryer in our dorm for us. But it locked. The washer locked. And it had... all of our white travel shirts in it.
How's the washer lock?
I don't know. Still to this day.
I know when you like start it makes that clicking noise, the door locks, but like, that's wild.
And I can't remember if our coach had an exception because we all came to them like,
yeah,
we literally were trying to wash them. And you know how long it takes to get like service requests in a dorm like that where there's like 1,000 people. So it took him, I think it wasn't until after we got back, and it was sitting in literally in water in the in the washer.
Yeah.
And I guess there was like a bobby pin that was stuck in something that was causing it to like malfunction or whatever.
Girl things.
I'm pretty sure we got off the hook.
I would hope so. That's tough.
But it was scary.
I do remember like my freshman year of college, I forgot to bring the left-handed baseballs on the road for our first trip.
Funny.
No, I do. That was a prank that everybody in baseball probably has played on some
the box
seniors.
Of curveballs.
Yeah, the seniors.
Go find the box of curveballs.
They wait till you get to the away place, and like we start warming up and getting ready, and a senior will come by and be like, "Dude, you forgot the left-handed fungos," and like your heart sinks for a second because you're a stupid freshman.
And you're like, "What even is that?"
And you're like, "What? Like, what am I gonna do?" And I was like, "Oh my god, I think I remember that happening to me. It was the left-handed baseballs." It was like, I had a little double take in my mind for a second. I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. I do think I did forget something on one of our trips, though. So you know how the freshmen typically have jobs of like gear, so like pack the fungos, pack the BP balls, all that. I remember it was either me or one of my other freshman teammate. We forgot. I want to say it was the BP balls, which is that's a bad one because then you just have to ask the home team to let like use their balls, which is so I don't understand that
we used everybody's balls.
Yeah, I don't know why
we didn't have our own.
We brought our own.
That's also because y'all drove on a bus. Y'all could afford to bring heavy stuff. Like, we were on a plane, so it's not like we could bring heavy equipment.
Just trying to, like, rub it in?
No, or... I'm just saying, like, logistically. You actually, and that's, if you're familiar with Texas A&M softball coaches, Jerry Glasgow, who is the head coach of Texas Tech now, has a thing for machines. I'm sure you probably saw it in the World Series.
He machines on the road.
Because obviously, if we were on a bus, he would bring them on the bus.
Yeah.
But when we would fly, he would just drive to wherever.
And bring him.
And like in the SEC, we had some far, when we were in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's crazy. Or
in Athens, Georgia, in Gainesville, Florida.
Wouldn't the other team just let you use their machines?
We had a lot of machines.
That's awesome.
Like a minimum of five.
Shout out Jerry. That's why he's in the World Series.
It was amazing. I loved those things and hated them at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of things you can forget, but... I think the cleats take the cake.
Yeah.
And you pull up to the field and you tell mom, dad, I forgot my cleats.
Mom, dad.
That look. Mom, dad, are you kidding me?
Oh, the gosh. Plastic cleats from Walmart.
Yep.
Had to get you through.
Good times. Moral of the story, make a checklist if you're a young baller. Lay all your stuff out the night before a big tournament.
Or just wear it.
Or just wear it. That's a cheat code right there. Now,
if you don't buckle your belt,
put your cleats on before you even get in the car. that's a safe way to make sure you've got your gear. Put your eye black on, your gloves, your batting gloves. Just gear up.
That way, when you dream about it, also you will have your equipment in your dream.
Just sleep in it the night before.
Yeah.
Make it easy for yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, kids like their gear enough these days, anyways. I bet they do.
I know.
Sleep in your sliding mitts. Your double sliding mitts.
The modern baseball player, Little League baseball player, is more well-equipped than the modern U.S. Marine.
Yeah.
With the amount of equipment they have on.
40 pounds of equipment.
At least.
I saw a meme the other day of, like, Quentin Tarantino, or maybe it wasn't him. I forget who. Maybe it is. You sent it to me, I think, or maybe somebody else did, but it's like, he's old. And it's a picture of him like looking pissed off, and he's like, I'm gonna mess this up. I forget what it says now.
I can feel it coming.
Like
something about equipment.
Well, it's just like he's an old grandpa who just like is watching his grandson play.
You just watched your
I just watched my
grandson strike out with a neon pink bat.
Yeah, with his $500 unicorn pink bat and his two sliding mitts in his back pocket. Oh gosh, it's so true. But swag, I guess.
Drip. All we had was our little
fighting necklaces.
Braid necklaces.
Yeah, we had our fighting necklaces. That was our swag.
That was the drip.
Now kids have ice cream shorts and gloves.
Yep.
And sliding mitts.
Mm-hmm.
And bats.
And elbow guards.
Yeah. So much swagger. So they can strike out.
With swag.
At least they look cool doing it.
Do they?
Anyways, that's a wrap. It's time for bed. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Do 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 do. Bye.